Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. It's springtime,
baby. Get your dick up. Oh, sorry. That's
what? Nope, not this.
No. Sorry.
Sorry, we've got so many ads.
Pretty, Pretty Litter is delivered in discreet packages.
Discreet packaging. And it smells nice. Rather, it smells like nothing because it traps odor with its powerful crystal matrix. It's ultra-absorbent, lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works right for the month. It's a kitty litter. And this crystal matrix allows for changes in color in case your cat has potential illnesses.
Unfortunately, take a red pill.
No one can be told what the crystal matrix is. You have to piss on it to find out.
Like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, basically anything that goes through the pee hole, it can detect it.
See that cat dressed in red? That's mine.
Look again. Pretty Litter also ships
free. You think that's piss you're breathing?
Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. Don't have to have big, huge kitty litter bags all over the place. You have to
love
those.
Just been taking a dump in the desert of the real.
Ah! I don't want. Sorry, too many good Matrix things.
One time, my cat peed and it was like telling the litter box, like, dodge this.
I hate this litter box.
One time,
it's the smell.
Yes.
Just like that movie.
Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. It gives me peace of mind for my cat's health, especially when it comes to piss-related health issues. And it's also a great kitty litter, too. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% of your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/daddies.
What?
Yeah, it's
for me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Last time I got Pretty Litter in the mail from them, I got a little cat toy.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Hiya.
Oh, wow. I did not realize I was surrounded by some black belts in karate.
It's not martial art, Beth. It's a pediatrician-approved, superpower chewable vitamin. Most of the time when you talk about children's vitamins, it's just candy. It's just gummy bears.
I don't tell my mom. That was my whole trick as a little kid.
Was it?
Yeah, I'd be like, I want some vitamins, Mom. But really, I just wanted that sweet, sugary goodness.
I thought you were going to say you replaced your vitamins with gummy bears, because that would be
a smarter move. I could have done that.
Well, you might as well, because most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and contribute to a variety of health issues. Ew, gross. Hiya fills the common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste they love. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12. That one came out weird.
That was freshly here for vitamin B12.
Oh, vitamin D.
Oh, mama.
B12.
Hiya. That's why this is Elvis. Hiya.
Hiya.
Oh, we're going to
zinc.
Folate, vitamin C.
It's vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, non-GMO, everything else.
Would
that
you
imagine.
Say that this product is a hunk of burden love?
It's designed for kids 2 and up and sent straight to your door, so parents have one less thing to worry about. They taste good, even though I don't take them.
Oh,
I'm too
my
old
pills, my gummies.
They also have a new kids probiotic and nighttime essentials. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya. For their best-selling children's vitamin, receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/daddies. This deal is not available on their regular website. This is a special URL. You understand?
Deal is one for the money and two for the great vitamins you're getting.
Go to HiyaHealth, HiyaHealth.com/daddies and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
A D20 once told me, hey buddy, you should roll me. I'll prophesize the means of your death. Hermes looking kinda dumb with that goth girl makeup on and that tape measurer in his hand. Well, the bullet is flying and it won't stop flying. Back of my brain and I hit the ground dying. Didn't make sense not to roll that dice. I knew this would happen, but it still ain't nice. So much to say to you, scary, so I hope that you can forgive me. I'll never know how you're gonna grow. You'll never know I love you so. Hey now, I'm your stepdad. Please don't be sad, be brave. Hey now, you're a strong girl. Fight the whole world, go slay. You're in. I'll be watching you from the stars. It's a cruel world, and they say it gets cooler. You're happy because you commune with the doodler. But the Stampler Man begs to differ. Only one more anchor left to deliver. And don't hate Grant, he's struggling, trying to resist what his car's been saying. My friends are crying, how about yours? Hope you pull together and you find a way forward. Hey now, I'm your stepdad. Please don't be sad, be brave. Hey now, you're a strong girl, fight the whole world, go slay. You're enough as you are. I'll be watching you from the stars.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. It is a D&D podcast about four teens from our world stuck in hell, and then they got out, and now they're in another hell. They're trying to fix this world that their grandparents screwed up, but boy, oh boy, there's a lot of steps along the way to that path. My name is Freddie
Wong. Look, the conceit isn't as clear this season. The conceit is not as clean. I admit that.
No.
That's on me.
That's just me.
For a while, it was fun. It was like the pitch is different every time, but as the board goes on, the more I realize, like, Freddie's just not listening to the episodes.
I can clean up the old saga cell.
Freddie's like, welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, a D&D podcast about how only the dead have seen the end of war.
My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift.
The always attentive
and listening ranger, anime loving.
Don't you have pretty eyes and a pirate smile and a heart of gold? And you know, don't cut that. I won't say that about a kid.
You don't have to say any of that stuff. You can just take one look at his shining, beaming face. This week's Taylor fact, a little meta Taylor fact this week.
I never met a Taylor fact I didn't like.
Freddie was planning on having Taylor maybe change his voice, you know, right around, I would say, this episode. But given the events of the previous episode, seems wildly inappropriate.
I became a man.
Yeah, you know.
Wait, are you also planning to spring a voice drop on us?
This is pretty wild.
It happens.
Just steal the spotlight from Beth. Just go full in on the voice. Just make it all about you.
That's fine.
Guys, I got some feelings I got to work through.
Wait, what's the actual fact, though? The fact is that you're just not doing that?
That's working smarter, not harder.
No, the fact is this.
Shit. I never have to think of a fact.
The fact is this. The fact is when he jumped off the building doing the cool front flip as planned last episode, done so perfectly and so well, he swallowed a bug, which delayed his biological voice drop for at least one more episode.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid who's a protective paladin of the group.
Homeschool?
I figured I'd go to a little home fact. Lincoln did only plays soccer in the backyard with his two dads. And again, they were very protective. Didn't want him to go in the outside world. They did, however, try to do AYSO once, which for those of you who don't know, that's like kids soccer.
American League. Youth Soccer Organization.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it'd be called in our world. Anthony, what crazy name. Like,
they call it Foot Kids.
Foot Kids. Foot Kids. So you want to join the American Foot Kids Association.
Matt, real quick. Sorry, Matt, really quick. We didn't have ASO or AYSO. AYSO? What is the age range there?
Oh, it's like all ages. They have like essentially up until high school. So there's like different groups. There's like Cub Scouts. Anyways, it wasn't Lincoln's fault. He played one game. Both Marco and Grant got red cards and kicked out of the game.
The kid tackled
Lincoln. Grant went ape shit. Like, was going after the kid. It was like, well, this guy's intense. The dad got in. They got into a fight. Then Marco defended Grant, and they both got thrown out. And Lincoln just, they said, oh, just keep playing. But then, you know, out of a show of solidarity, Lincoln, like, kicked the ball really angrily and walked off with his dad.
Yo, did he get a red card for that?
Yeah, he got kicked out. Dude, like, yo, get out of here. But it wasn't really
so the ref the handed whole out, team. You're telling me that the ref handed out in a match three red cards?
Yeah, just for the Lee Wilsons.
Whoa.
They're banned.
The league record.
So, you know, that's why Grant shoots people with snipers. He's got a temper.
Interesting pivot. Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play normally Lee Oak Swallows Garcia, Marlo Wilson, the unworthy.
Oh, yeah, so we're still married.
Yeah, it's still going on.
Is that what being married's like? You're just I'm
day.
So married.
So fucking married.
Every day.
Still you, huh?
Woo! Fun fact about Normal this week. I want to talk about Normal's cool piece of jewelry he's been wearing this entire time.
Okay.
When he was a little kid. His grandmother, Mercedes Oak Garcia,
swear to God.
She's kind of low-key psychic, and she had this intuition, and she gave him, for his, like, sixth birthday, this beautiful, like, way too expensive for a kid, like, diamond-encrusted piece of jewelry, and she was like, wear this on you always, and it'll save a life someday. And he was like, all right, I guess, weird, whatever, grandma. Amazingly, he's never lost it. Mm-hmm. His parents were like, all right, this is a big responsibility. But he kept it on every day. It was real smelly. He never washed it. And then finally,
so smelly, the diamonds
very recently, he realized what it was for. When he realized that it was worth exactly 300 gold pieces and it's made of diamonds and it's the component you need to cast the spell Revivify. That's what she was selling him all those years ago.
Whoa.
And he used it on Brad Schmeg and he doesn't have it anymore and he can't craft Revivify on anyone.
Wait, what?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I cannot thank you enough, Will.
Also, second dad fact, Normal's voice is already dropped. Before it dropped, it sounded like this.
Mickey Mouse vibes.
Mickey Mouse.
Maybe if we do a flashback, you'll get
Anthony,
even
can I change
normal.
My fact?
Sure.
Because of the red card situation, they felt really bad. No. Grant gave Lincoln a diamond necklace that he's been wearing this entire time.
Yeah.
It seemed like a soccer ball. It's like a diamond soccer ball.
Sure.
It costs 300 gold pieces. But he
roll investigation, you'll find out that shit is cubic zirconium.
No, he never wore it. It's just in his dresser at home.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You have a dad fact. Power right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You
this
can give
the most,
Will the necklace
this is the
he needs.
Most powerful okay. you have.
I hear what you're saying, and here it goes. I'm Beth May, and I play Terry Marlowe, and she's a hardworking soccer star whose moms are best friends. And fun fact, Terry doesn't really like poetry. She's not read a lot. So reading that poem was really interesting. She didn't really get it, but her favorite poem is by Shel Silverstein.
Nice, nice.
It's called Monsters I've Met. I met a ghost, but he didn't want my head. He only wanted to know the way to Denver. I met a devil, but he didn't want my soul. He only wanted to borrow my bike a while. I met a vampire, but he didn't want my blood. He only wanted two nickels for a dime. I keep meeting all the right people at all the wrong times. Terry just thinks that's so cute how the monsters weren't monsters when she met them. So, I mean, or whoever met them, not that she would ever meet a monster. The end.
Wow, that's love super it. Poignant.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, that's great.
Could have used that necklace.
and then she also has.
And how much does she like that poem? Like if it was expressed in an object she maybe owned.
By the way, fun fact, did you know that one gold piece translates to $490?
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like a almost like a
PS5.
PS5.
If you can find one. A PS5 is more valuable than gold these days. I'm Anthony. I'm your dad.
Hey, Dad.
So,
hey, Papa.
Something occurred to me 3 to 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it happened. I think it was just Gen Z just doing it. But like, I heard a lot more 9/11 jokes starting about 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know emotionally what to do with that. But I can guarantee you that as a bunch of millennials, we're not Gen Z. We have more of a connection to that event. I can guarantee you we will do no more than 5 9/11 jokes in any given episode. And I just want you to know that you are safe. Yeah.
Okay.
I did hear a really good one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to hear it.
Nice shirt, Beth. Ring, ring. 2001's calling.
Hello?
Oh, God. So here's an alternate dad fact. This is Anthony. I'm your dad.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Papa.
This is my second recording because my first dad fact was about 9/11. The episode that we just finished doing saw you trying to go get an anchor from what apparently was a Papa John's headquarters building. In your attempts to go get it, you inadvertently sort of walked backwards into the prophecy that Terry Sr. saw.
Prophecies.
Or Terry Jr., I guess, saw in the Die Another Day item that showed him how he was going to die. And it happened. He got shot in the back of the head by Grant, the sniper, who you saw had a cuff around his neck, forcing him to do something that he didn't want to do. He is now dead in front of Terry. And the Black Parade was rushing up to fight Terry because they thought that something had happened to their leader. Yeah, geography-wise, it's Taylor and Link are down on the bottom because you tried to do a jumping backflip with a
front flip,
with a parachute. You ended up landing
on the ground. So 130 feet below.
Yes, you're 130 feet below the base of the building that is overlooking this Papa John's building. And at the top of the building are Terry's corpse, Terry Marlowe, and normally Squalls Oak Garcia, and the rest of your last names.
And Hermie.
And then Hermie.
And so the Black Parade is currently going up the stairs.
They are currently at the top of the stairs. You were basically in a fight with them. You briefly distracted them by like sending some water down their way or something along those lines of previous fight.
And Terry Jr. was their new leader for 3 seconds.
For 3 seconds, because he was so sad.
So Taylor and Link didn't see this at all.
I think you heard the gunshot.
You just heard
screen.
A gunshot, but it's like 100, really high.
You guys are busy right now because you're getting
and it's 13 stories
by
up.
Emo kids.
I'm just saying, like, I see a big building next to us. Like, people could be killing each other right now and I wouldn't see it. So, we're not seeing it. Okay.
Plus, I got a bug in my mouth.
Yes. So, this guy you just met that you don't know very well is now dead in front of you, Terry. How do you react to that? What are the vibes?
Terry walks to the edge of the building and looks down to where she can see Link and Taylor. And she says, okay, guys, we've got a really bad situation. Oh, God.
What's going on, Terry?
So the guy, Mr. Sampler Jr., okay, here's the thing. Let's all turn out our pockets and see if we can solve
the
problem.
We're in the middle of something a little faster,
Terry.
No,
this is important. We all need to turn out our pockets and see if we can solve the problem.
What's the problem?
Well, he's dead.
What?
Terry's dead, dude. He got shot.
Terry feels like, you know that feeling when you go to bed and you think you might be getting sick or something like that? She feels like that kind of feeling in her throat. She doesn't know where it's coming from.
Like a tickle?
A scratch.
Are we surrounded by them or can we start trying to run up the stairs even though we'll end up meeting?
You're surrounded by them, you can push your way through them like a mosh pit.
We start throwing bows, bro.
Yeah, you can start throwing elbows.
Link, the moment you say he's shot, Link wants to push through the crowd and try to get up there.
And Taylor just grabs onto the back of your collar and you are clearing out in front while he goes,
Link just like without, like, you are legless and I am the horse. And I'm running and you just like wrap up my neck and get onto a piggyback ride.
Why don't you give me a strength check?
18.
Okay, great. So yeah, you managed to elbow your way past the sad boys and sad
girls
and sad babies.
Style is what we're doing.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. That's like the beginning of RRR. So you are ascending the staircase with some degree of speed. So what are you doing, Terry? Something about turning out your pockets?
Yeah. She looks in her pockets and she finds this hat. This it looks like a stocking, but it's a hat.
It's like an old timey, like,
like a honk-shoe.
Yeah, like a Scrooge hat. Right? Yeah. I think she puts it on just to have her hands clear so she could keep looking in her pockets.
She instantly falls asleep and falls to the ground, crumples. In your mind palace, in your mindscape, suddenly Terry finds herself across from a handsome older man who's like, hey, what's up? You're asleep right now? Was it you okay? Is everything okay?
Terry feels like she's woken up from a coma or something. No, not Terry. Scary. Feels like she has woken up from the worst hungover sleep ever. Feels like she's coming back into being after like just being gone for a really, really long time.
So yeah, he goes, there's my girl. What's up?
What just happened? I think something bad just happened.
Not to you, though, right?
What?
I was not to you. I was very specific about nothing bad happened to you. Yes? No? Yes?
Yeah. I was wondering if you could, you know, they got the point. They were scared, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just wake them up.
Wake who up? Wake what up?
You know, fucking Terry. Just, you know, just wake them up. And you just, like, we got the point.
So what happened to Terry?
Oh, yeah. Maybe you didn't know. Or you must have known because you put those collars on.
Yeah, I just put a collar on Grant that said stop all of them except for Scary. What did he do?
He killed Terry.
Whoa, shit.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I know. Yeah. So if you could just, yeah, I know it's like, you know, I hated him or whatever, but I.
Yeah, he sucked. He was kind of a waste of time.
But if you could just wake him up, that would be, then I'll go back and I'll get the anchor for you.
Oh, like revive. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes this happens with people where it's like, I don't care. And then they die. And you're like, well, no, I care.
Well, no, I mean, it's not like I care. It's like,
Okay. Yeah. That would be embarrassing for you. Yeah. You know what? Why don't you come on back? Just go to Grant. He'll bring you back to me and then I'll revive him. No problem.
Bring Terry to Grant.
No, you leave Terry where he is. I'll get to him eventually. But yeah, no, just head to Grant and then we can come back. Grant and Lark and Sparrow are going to get the last anchor and then you can come back with them. And then once we're done, you know, dealing with the doodler, I can go back and revive, because I'll have all the doodler's powers and stuff like that. So I can go back and I can revive him and I can make sure your friends are safe or whatever. But yeah, just ditch them and go to the adults.
Okay. And you're, I don't know why I would think this, but you're not trying to trick me or anything, right?
Would you like to roll insight?
19.
Whoa!
He is lying to you. He has no interest in bringing back Terry or doing any of that once he has the power that he wants.
So sure, I'll... Why can't you do it now?
Because there's a lot at stake right now, kiddo.
I know, and I've done a lot for you, man. I've been like, you know, your good little soldier, and I haven't gotten a ton in return sometimes.
You haven't gotten a ton. Oh, this is fun. That's really funny that you actually say that, because I was thinking that you haven't done fucking shit while you've been in my protection, because I've kept you safe this whole time, and what did you do? Well... I am the one who killed the first anchor, so go me, the 1 point for me. And then the second and third anchors, what happened with those? Nothing? You didn't manage to destroy them the way that we were supposed to destroy them, so you kind of just sat on your fucking hands and let the other ding-dongs sort of handle everything? So that's sort of minus a couple points to you. So honestly, the fact that we're even having this conversation, you're welcome. I'm going to keep you safe for whatever happens with the doodler, and I'm going to keep you safe from those idiots who keep getting you into trouble. So if you ever want to talk to me like that again... Go ahead and consider the ramifications of what's going through your mind and out your mouth. So I'll just give you that, and we'll call that final warning.
Final warning. Okay. Well, I'm warning you that if you don't bring Terry back, I won't be doing anything for you anymore.
Roll either persuasion or intimidation, whichever you would like.
I have a +7 to intimidation, but I got a 4.
Ooh, so with an 11, I'll have him roll for insight. He got a 4.
What a loser.
These two kids just can't understand each other.
His eyes get a little bit big, and he believes you. He truly believes for the first time that unless he does something for you, you will actually not help him. And he scratches his salt and pepper beard, and he goes, huh, I don't have to be nice about this, you know. I've been really nice. Ask anybody. I'm a nice guy. Ask Taylor's mom. I'm a nice guy. I don't have to be nice about this, okay? If you wanted, I could just go there right now, grab you by the scruff of the fucking neck, and throw you in front of the doodler, and then we could get this done either way. Now, if you want to be a little shit about it, then sure, you can whine and complain, and then eventually you'll end up doing what I want anyway. But I would prefer for things to go by a lot more gracefully and a lot more friendly than they have been. So this is going to be the way things go. You're going to take off this hat. You're not going to put it on again. We have nothing to say to each other until you're back in front of me in person. You're going to go to Grant, Lark, and Sparrow. You're going to help them destroy the last anchor, and then you're going to come back to the Forgotten Realms with them. Cool? Cool. And he snaps his fingers, and you wake up.
You're going to...
Normal is frantically over Terry's body, freaking out, trying to do anything he can to fix this. Just like, fuck, guys, what? Come on. Come on.
So even the Black Parade near you is taken aback by what just happened, and they're freaking out because they didn't expect something that violent to happen. So the ones near you are no longer trying to struggle to do anything with Scary or Terry. They're just sort of standing there.
Fuck, I can fix this. I need... What? Diamonds! Give me diamonds! I'm not fucking kidding around! I had a thing and I used it and I don't have it anymore! We can do something about this!
Normal, I don't think you can do anything, man.
Fuck!
I mean, this is what I wanted, right? This is what I said.
No, but come on, Scary. That's okay. It's okay. It's all gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. Like, we can figure this out.
I can't remember if I said anything to him.
Normal, like, has his hands on Scary, and I just look to
Link. Are we up there yet?
Grant,
yeah,
coming
you're
up the stairs.
Oh, okay.
Help! Yeah. I help!
Well, we come in. I mean, I'm going to run over, and I look, and I guess I see Terry on the ground.
Yes. If any of you would like to roll perception with disadvantage.
Yeah, I'm going to take...
I'll roll that.
Yeah, I'm going to take a moment to look.
5.
You cannot take your eyes away from the body.
I got an 18, by the way.
Ooh, an 18. Okay.
I got a 21 on perception after looking at the body and looking around to see where it came from.
So Normal and Link, you see movement from the other roof where the gunshot came out from, and you see a zip line get shot out of a gun towards the Papa John's building, and the same man twice gets on the zip line and heads down, followed by what looks to be Grant with a sniper rifle slung over his back, and they start descending into the Papa John's
building. Grant look or anything? Is there any...
Have you ever looked at somebody who looks like they're trying very hard not to look at you?
Mm-hmm.
He's got that look.
That's what you look like all the time when I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Here's the fact that you can use for the dad fact. So my dad fact is, not once in the 3 years of recording this have I ever looked anyone in the eye while we were talking.
No,
not
once. Actually, it's very comforting.
I don't know how to do it. It's easier for me to focus not looking at people.
I lean down to Scary real quick. Scary?
Yeah.
It's okay. Here. I turn her away from the body. I go, we have to move. I don't know. You've been somebody else as Terry.
I don't know why I can't be her again.
We'll figure that out. You are her. And as her, you said you loved your dad. And I know you did. And he knew it too. But that's not changing anything right now. We have to get out of here.
Okay. Can I just have like, I don't really care, but can I have like 5 more minutes?
Yeah. Okay. Normal. Just everybody block the door. Hermie, like, stop them from coming up.
Not a problem. And he runs down, and you can hear the sound of him doing his best Scary impression, basically telling everybody to chill, and that it would be the most emo and the most deep and dark if they could just stay in the stairwell and not do anything for a little while.
Scary stands up and stops looking at Terry. She closes her eyes, and she's like, stop caring. Stop caring. Stop it. Stop it. Okay. Let's do this. I cast Dimension Door. I can teleport myself from a current location to any other spot within range. You arrive at the exact spot desired. It can be a place you can see, one you can visualize, or one you can describe by stating distance and direction, such as 200 feet straight downward. I teleport myself to where Grant is.
Whoa! Oh, shit, what?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile.
I'm tired of living in a state of denial. I gotta get engaged.
It's time to get married, everybody. Yeah. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a gift. It's probably pretty good, one would hope. And you get to see the look on their face when they open it. The hard part, finding the right piece.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping you from buying the ring you want now while you're waiting to find the man that you need. Later, right?
Yeah, absolutely what I should be doing.
Yeah, just buy the ring you want now.
Figure out how to get the perfect piece at the best price, Beth. BlueNile.com. Thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below retail.
Wish I could find thousands
retail.
Of independently graded men, am I right?
Peace of mind with every purchase. You ain't getting that on Hinge. With some of the highest quality standards in the industry, not even Raya can keep up with that. Whether you want to make a classic statement.
You know what they say about online dating, the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
Whether you may want to make a classic statement by gifting a white gold tennis bracelet. That's a...
White gold white cocaine?
A tennis bracelet?
Ooh.
Like in Challengers?
Like in Challengers, yep.
Oh, fuck, yes.
Or maybe...
Just like in Challengers.
Yep.
Sapphire and diamond hoop earrings?
Beth, let's start by finding one guy before...
No, I need two, and they need to make out with with each other, too.
Blue Nile jewelry experts can help you find the perfect gift for, what is it, a throuple situation? What is it? Is it Jules and Jim? Like, what is Challengers? What was it?
It's kind of like a combative throuple.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The dream, right?
Yeah.
What jewelry will I need to buy to make the two boys kiss?
Well, you know, you could ask Blue Nile's experts because they're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. What are some expected or unexpected challenges you might encounter when shopping for jewelry gifts? Well, first and foremost, when you have two tennis players vying for your attention and you're trying to
make
them.
Different ring sizes.
Yes. Yep, multiple sizing, different tastes. You want to make them jealous of each other.
Yes.
If you want to recreate that famous scene in Challengers when Zendaya holds up an engagement ring and goes, which one of you kisses best? I give this one, dude. And the two boys kiss each other. Go to Blue Nile.
And also, while they're kissing each other in your hotel room, you can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. They might be locking lips and tonguing each other,
but you're
not locked into a bad deal. That's right, Ben. Hell yeah. And just in case.
Holy shit.
30-day returns. That's a big 3-0, a.k.a. a finished set in tennis. Shop Blue Nile
you're
today.
You're going to love these rings.
Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. It's springtime.
Get your dick up. Oh, sorry. That's
what? Nope, not this.
No. Sorry.
Sorry, we got so many ads.
Pretty Litter is delivered in discreet packages.
Discreet packaging. And it smells nice. Rather, it smells like nothing because it traps odor with its powerful crystal matrix. It's ultra-absorbent, lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works right for the month. It's a kitty litter. And this crystal matrix allows for changes in color in case your cat has potential illnesses.
Unfortunately, take the red pill.
No one can be told what the crystal matrix is. You have to piss on it to find out.
Like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, basically anything that goes through the pee hole, it can detect. And
see that cat dressed in red? That's mine.
Look again. Pretty Litter also ships free.
You think that's piss you're breathing?
Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. Don't have to have big, huge kitty litter bags all over the place. You don't have to
love
those.
My cat's just been taking a dump in the desert of the real.
Ah! I don't want sorry, too many good Matrix things.
One time my cat peed and it was like telling the litter box, like, dodge this.
One time my cat hates this litter box. It's the smell.
Yes!
I just like that movie.
Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. It gives me peace of mind for my cat's health, especially when it comes to piss-related health issues. And it's also a great kitty litter, too. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% of your first order and get a free cat toy. Prettylitter.com/daddies. Yeah, it's
for me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Last time I got Pretty Litter in the mail from them, I got a little cat toy.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so you were right behind him on the zip line. For a second, you fall, so you can choose to either grab onto the zip line or grab onto Grant.
I'll grab onto Grant.
Okay, so you were sort of hanging onto him like a backpack now, and he goes, what the fuck?
Megan's aghast, because definitely when he was telling everybody, the next thing he did was like climb over the edge and was like looking at where they're going, and then he just sees Scary appear over there, way off in the distance.
Go ahead and roll dexterity. See if you can hang onto him as he tucks and rolls.
10 plus 3, 13.
Okay. So you dexterously jump off of him and land next to him, and he stops and he looks at you. His eyes meet yours, and then for a second, he looks like he's about to say something, and then he averts his gaze immediately. And you can see that there were a lot of things that Willie was lying about, but he was not lying about what was on his collar. The thing on his collar just says, stop all of them except for Scary.
And real quick, just to clarify, we don't know what the anchor is here. We just know where it is.
Yeah, you just know it's here somewhere. Normal might know with an Arcana roll, like exactly what you're looking for.
When I see you, though, I scream out over the buildings. I go, Scary, no, he's dangerous. Get away from him.
He's not going to hurt me.
What?
He's not going to hurt me.
I can't
hear.
She said something like, I don't know.
He's really far, guys. We got to go, guys.
We're back into the comedy podcast.
And we mobilize.
Okay.
Meanwhile.
So he goes, what are you doing here?
I need the anchor.
So do we. Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, you're doing a really great job. You just fucking killed somebody.
I'm not happy. I didn't know that's what I would do. I didn't think I would do that. I thought I would just use
Scary
my words or something.
Punches him in the face.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to do that either. Oh, weird.
That's great. Roll damage.
The 13 are just running down the stairs like, oh, God, I hope he doesn't hurt her.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. In the staircase, Taylor's like, I just came down, then we're up, then we're down, you gotta pick one. Tired.
Slowly, you're beginning to understand the appeal of the up-down machine.
A that's one damage, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. That's enough to fucking surprise him and wake him up, and he looks gobsmacked because I guess he just literally was gobsmacked.
He was godsmacked?
He's godsmacked. Yeah, so you punch him right in the fucking face. He recoils for a second, more in shock than in pain. And he goes, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
What was your plan to get the anchor?
We were going to come in here and kill Papa John and take it out of his heart.
Cool, that sounds like a good plan. Let's do it.
Okay. Lark says, what we're looking for is downstairs in the center of the building, in the heart of the building. Anything that's bigger than you made of cheese, you take it down. Are you sure you want her to come with us? What do you want? And Grant looks at you and he goes, I feel like this is your call.
I don't care. Let's do it.
Okay, great. Yeah, she's coming with us. And Lark goes, okay, and tosses you a shotgun.
Cool.
Yeah, he takes it off his back and tosses it to you. And Sparrow's like, I don't know if that's this. We'll bring up the rear, okay? And Sparrow goes back with you as Lark kicks open the door and you just hear a lot of gunfire on the other side and the sound of large sentient slices of pizza being knocked down.
Really fucked up
the tone of this season, didn't I? Really made some decisions that I would go back and change now. But yeah, you hear gunfire.
And the thudding of mozzarella getting hit by bullets.
Of marinara hitting the ground. Yeah, so Sparrow goes like, we could just stay here actually while they handle it. Usually Lark is pretty good at this stuff if you want to just chill here. I don't think they're going to need us that badly. And he tries to close the door behind.
No,
Grant.
I think we should go.
Okay.
I think we should do this. After you. Go ahead.
Okay. And so he opens the door and, like, still looking over his shoulder at you, kind of walks out and takes out a little pistol, just sort of holds it at his side. The path forward has been carved through pretty handily by Grant and Lark. Now the rest of the group, what are you all?
We're climbing up Mount Doom.
Great.
We're on our own separate adventure.
Okay.
Where are we at with the Black Parade?
Or the Black Parade are all stunned into silence by either watching the violence that just happened or Hermia Scary telling them to stop what they're doing. So they are no longer an issue.
And
for
I
right
saw
now.
Where, I mean, yeah, I guess it's just how long does it take us to get there? Because if I was watching Grant, I saw where she went. So we're just running towards there.
You're running towards the building.
As you run towards...
That's where I'm running
towards. As we're running, Normal gets a glance back at the Black Parade and he skids to a halt and says, wait, guys! And I turn back to the Black Parade and I say, look at you! Look what happened to your leader! Join us! Get in there and kick some pizza ass!
Go ahead and roll Persuasion with advantage.
I got a 19.
Wow, okay, with a 19.
Oh, plus 5.
Oh, wow, okay, so with a 24... They look down at the corpse of their erstwhile leader, who was leader for about 15 seconds, and they go, when you think about it, there's nothing more dark and metal than dying really suddenly. So, like, we should definitely follow his example. We should go into battle.
He would want you to carry on.
Nice. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. Emos fucking go, I guess. And they're like, I guess. And then the mass of the Black Parade starts marching towards.
Now, technically, does this make Normal the leader of the beaten, the broken, and the damned as I lead them in this battle?
I would say at this point, Scary is probably the beaten, broken, and the damned. They're the fanboys of the beaten, broken, and the damned.
And just to clarify, we know the anchors in this building.
Yes, you know the anchors in this building. Normal, if you'd like to roll Arcana.
Yes, I got a 9 on Arcana.
Okay, so you can feel that the anchor you're searching for is in the marinara-strewn heart of this building, that in the center of the building
is a panic room
equidistant from you and the other faction trying to get in the building is a panic room. And
shit,
inside,
yeah, dog. Yeah, I love a panic room.
It's
puzzle
a,
dog.
It's a pizza panic ball pit.
It's a brick oven panic room.
Yeah, it's a brick oven panic room filled with
balls. Of Amontillado. Yeah,
it's a cask of Amontillado panic room. And inside, Papa John, he has possession of this anchor somehow.
I like the thing that he's counting slices of pepperoni like money.
That's fun.
It's like some
meaty
ladies
slaps.
And pizza bras. Just yeah, like to make sure.
Yeah, hey, gotta get my cut.
Don't take any home.
He smells everyone.
Yeah,
on
he
the
gives
way
everybody
out.
Good ones over when they leave. Funny podcast. okay, you make it to the front doors. How do you want to use the Black Parade? Do you want them to head in with you before you? Do you want to, like, have them all rush in and in the confusion and the melee try to sprint your
like
way out?
Like,
just go right
like
behind
real,
them.
Oh, no, Normal's berserker rage. Normal's like fucking Aragorn charging at the Legion of Mount Doom right now.
Normal, use them as shields. Just right behind them. Right behind
Never!
Them. Run behind. Like ambulance
I'm
chasing.
Pissed, boys! And Normal, tears streaming from his face, charges brazenly through the front door with the army right at his back.
I cast protection from evil and good on Normal. Essentially, he's protected from Celestials, Elementals. I would argue that all the pizza
creatures are pizza elementals.
Yeah. I'm going to gesture to Hermie.
Okay.
Hermie.
Yes.
Crazy shit went down. If I give you a signal, you rally anyone you can get and burn this building to the ground.
With you in it?
I won't be in it. If my plane.
Well, I guess, yeah, if I saw your signal, I would be able to tell whether you're in it or not.
There's going to be a. Jesus.
It's really important to me that you're still on my back. So you like turn around and I'm running and you're having this conversation
behind me.
As Hermes running behind me.
Yeah. I'm reverse straddling against the back of you. Hermes, if you just wait for my signal, okay?
Yes, I will take a contingent of the Black Parade to set fire to the outside of this building. There's something in your DNA that makes you think that setting fire to large groups of people is always going to be a good plan. So let's see if it actually works this time. Yes, happily.
Oh, so it's Hermes' DNA, too. So Hermes also thinks it's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. I guess they're related. Yeah. You know what? I love this idea.
He stops him before he even finishes a sentence. He just goes, fire. I got it.
Set fire. Yeah, set fire. No problem. So he takes about 20 of the Black Parade and they start running.
Arsony looking motherfuckers.
Yeah, so the most arsony looking burned ass motherfuckers, and starts finding kindling and gasoline and other things that they can use to surround the building with. And so Hermie and that group are now off screen doing that until the time comes.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you. So you bust your way into the bottom floor of the Papa John's building and you immediately come upon what looks to be about a dozen pizza soldiers. Their backs to you because they are heading upstairs following the sound of gunfire. So you actually have them at a disadvantage. So in the surprise round, what would you like to do normal? Because you're the first one through the door.
Normal just looks to the fucking army behind me and says, slaughter them.
Whoa.
That's great. Somewhere a few stores up, Lark is like, huh. That felt good. So why do I feel good somehow? And Sparrow's like, oh no.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Flame Strike, which is the new fifth level spell I got.
Yo!
A vertical column of divine fire roars down from the heavens in a location you specify. Every creature in a 10-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder centered on a point must make a dexterity saving throw. A creature takes 46 fire damage and 46 radiant damage on a failed throw or half as much. So I'm just going to aim at the heart of the pizza guys and fucking roast them.
So yeah, there were a dozen of them. This is going to get, let's say, 7 of them.
Okay.
I love that you could absolutely do this. You know, like when Pikachu does the lightning bolt
and it comes out from the top.
And it comes out from the top. And it's like, better hope there's not a roof above them.
Yeah, no, you're definitely going to get the second floor as well, 40 feet up. So here we go. Failed save, failed save, failed save, failed save, save, failed save.
Who's that guy?
That guy's a fucking
that
champ.
That guy's fucking cool, man.
So everybody except for one guy who dives out of the way in time takes 46 radiant damage, you said?
46 fire and 46 radiant.
Jesus!
Damage. I got 11 flame and 15 radiant damage.
Wow, okay.
26 damage.
26 damage each. You watch as 6 pizza soldiers are burnt to a crisp in front of you. Like, the worst burnt, most blackened pizza you've ever seen. It just happens right in front of you.
Somebody order Little Caesars.
Yeah, they just curl up in front of you in these blackened husks and they fall down.
Got some hot and readies here.
Freddy, what's the zone of darkness or whatever you have?
Oh, yeah.
What's the clarification? Like, how does that spell work?
I have a spell, Matthew. It's called darkness.
Okay, what's that?
Magical darkness from a point I choose within range, fill a 15-foot radius sphere.
Because I have a spell that like stops you from being blind, so I guess that doesn't count if like...
No, darkness and blindness are two different things.
Yeah, but
I like the combinatorics though, so let's say that works.
What
like
are you doing?
You just had a fun idea, and I don't want
to
tell you
zone
no.
of darkness, because he's on my back, and then I'll touch him and make him non-blind so he could see. So then we're just running. I just want to sprint as quickly as I can to the center of the building. I
like that combo. That's fun.
Okay.
So even though it doesn't make sense and I know it's not correct, we're still going
to
do it.
Nice.
Communicate to me, my stallion.
Go dark.
Go dark. Bravo 6 going dark. And I go, and I cast.
With your mouth, you make that noise.
Yes, of course. You're not telling me that SEAL Team 6 has never... Like, if I was on SEAL Team 6, you know what I'm saying? Once, I would be like, hey, guys, we're going dark. I would press the button, and I'll go, wee, and I cast darkness.
Okay,
and
cool.
I center it on Lincoln's head.
Okay, cool. So you have a moving sphere of darkness.
And when it says you touch a creature, can I touch myself?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I get to touch Lester.
Lincoln was Catholic.
You will go to hell now when you die. It doesn't matter if you've been baptized or not.
I'm going to use my spell slot. I'm going to cast Lesser Restoration, so I'm no longer blind,
cool.
Which is the way the DM says the spell can work.
Yes.
And so now I can see through this orb of darkness.
Yeah, your fucking eyes go white.
You're immediately blinded by all of the burning pizza that's fucking throwing light up into your night vision.
But I run 30 feet per second.
Ooh, okay.
Like 20. So I sprint, and as I run past...
You can't hear anything, though, because Taylor is like, wah! Wah!
I run past Normal, and I go, hold them back, brother.
What? Who? What?
Aren't you fighting? You're fighting! So I'm sprinting. I'm just sprinting past the fight. I don't want to get this whole fight. I'm sprinting past the fight.
That's great. Yeah, and I think with the surrounded by the...
I want to go through, like, 20 rounds of combat through all these pizza guys.
Yeah,
like,
I think since you're also surrounded
I'm
by darkness.
I'm sprinting up the staircase.
Yeah, you don't have to take attacks of opportunity either.
Okay, I got you.
So that's fun.
I get it now. I get it.
There are 5 floors to this building. You have sprinted up to the second floor. Meanwhile,
the pizza that dove out of the way is watching this sphere of darkness move away. He goes like, I wonder if there's something in the middle of that.
Papa John's like on his security camera and he just sees this like orb of black.
He's like, get the, yeah. He's like,
what's coming?
Yeah, he's just screaming at his fucking staff. You're on the first floor. Lincoln and Taylor just ran up to the second floor. All the adults and Scary are now on the fourth floor. And you can sense that the baddie is on the third floor. Papa John and the anchor are on the third floor. Scary, Lark, Sparrow, and Grant are murdering their way down through several puzzles that I had set up.
They're so smart.
They shoot it.
That trick actually works in escape rooms too, by the way.
You just start breaking things.
You can win any escape room with a gun.
Sparrow's like, hey, just while they're doing all that, I just wanted to just sort of check in emotionally with you and see where you're at, Scary. Because I know that you didn't have the best relationship with your stepfather, but he loved you a lot, and I know that that can have an
effect. Shut up.
Okay, shutting up.
Or I guess, I don't care, like, tell me something about him then.
Oh, well,
because you knew him, right?
I did. I knew him pretty well. Not that this matters, but he couldn't have kids, so when he met your mom, I and Grant were the only ones who really kept talking. Lark and Nikki sort of fell out of our group, and we were on a group chat and stuff, and he was talking about how excited he was to meet somebody, and how you seemed like a really smart young woman, and he was, you know, hoping that he could win you over eventually. And it reminded him of the relationship he had with his own stepdad, a friend of mine named Ron, who I think died. It's unclear. he may have died. But yeah, you just said you reminded him of him when he was younger, which I think was more or less a good thing. He was a good guy. I'd known him since he was a kid. Like, we were kids together well, it's a long story.
Cool. I don't think I want to hear anymore.
Okay. We don't have to. That's fine. Do you want to maybe close your eyes for this next part? There's just going to be a lot more violence, and I don't know if you want to.
I'm down for the violence.
Okay.
I'm down with the sickness.
Okay.
Let the poppers hit the floor. Is that something? Never mind.
All right. So we go back to the other group.
Are we going to do a whole scene with just Hermie and all the other ones?
Just Hermie and the ones outside? Okay, everybody. Get the most flammable things you can find. No, that's propane. That's not flammable. That's different.
Hey, why are we listening to this guy?
I'm so sad all the time.
Okay. Why are you doing this? Should we just go?
No. You know what'd be the most meaningless and not caring thing is burning it all down. Fuck it. It's like capitalism.
Good idea. What a scene.
The second floor is more baddies who fail to see you because you're within this big weird orb of darkness and they're freaking out.
Yeah, Liga's just running full speed. He's like a magnet to Grant. That is all he is going towards.
Yeah, they don't know what to do about the fact that a large orb of darkness is heading toward them. Some will probably take pot shots and they will. Okay, one of them got a crit.
Hits Taylor off of the back.
That's fun, yeah. You get swatted off the back of...
They called a SWAT team on me?
They hit you with a pizza cutter, the flat end of a pizza cutter, and it separates you from Lincoln's back, and you fall out of the sphere of darkness, and now everybody is now looking at you, this human kid amongst a sea of pizza people.
I roll athletics to fall into a blade pose. Okay. That's a natural one. One plus one, two.
Okay. Yeah, you fucking face first. Right under your goddamn nose. You break your nose.
And I look around the room. How many?
There are 10 pizza soldiers.
You look up and you see the big orb of darkness skid to a halt and then run back to you. Swallow you up in darkness.
Wait, this is how it goes. I go, you see me? And I wipe the blood from my face and Taylor looks around like, can one. And what was that? A pizza cutter? A most ignoble blade. Anyway, it should be a fair fight. Which one? And then at this point, they go, boom, and then they go, boom, and then now it's gone again, I guess.
Yeah, okay, so now they know that the kid that they were going to fight is inside the orb. So now they're going to chase you.
Okay. I look back on my shoulders.
How much damage did I take from that pizza cutter, by the way?
Oh, 2d12.
I'm going to do lay on hands on you.
I thought you were laying hands on yourself, bro.
Bro! Nice. That's 9 damage that I suffered. Ow, Lincoln. What are you doing?
I pick him up and I go, we're not done yet.
What are you doing? Put me back. I had him.
You never had me.
You have your blade, right?
Yes.
I go, helicopter. And as I'm running, I'm also going to be spinning. I want you to hold your blade out and just spin. So this is a fucking swirling spiral.
Yeah, that's an unstoppable move.
This is a Lisa Simpson whirling her arms motion. Like you can't.
I'm going to look towards
this.
You, and if you get hit, it's your own fault move.
Yeah. And I'm going to, knowing that now there's a chance of him getting hit, this is what I want to do. I pick up Taylor, and I strap him to my back, like, so that he can't fall off. Like, he might die. He might fall limp dead behind me, but he's not falling off my back again. And I do lay on hands, and then I'm going to start running again.
Okay.
So I'm assuming this turn we're essentially stopped in space, because I had to turn around. And
yes, that was your turn.
And then as Taylor, like, spins around, he draws his anime blade, and he goes,
the strongest black blade in swordsmanship. This is why I'm the swordsman with no peer.
And that's, of course, because he's spinning and it turns into Dracula Mihawk's insanely long sword from One Piece. And this is, by the way, as you hear it because it's spinning around, you're just like, this is why I'm the best of the.
Okay.
So I healed you full, Freddy. I have like 24.
Oh, no,
more.
How much? Because I'm actually.
I healed
low.
You 12.
Oh, great.
I have 45 lay on hands per long rest.
Okay, great.
Okay, so it sounds like give me an attack roll. With disadvantage, but if you succeed, you'll hit everybody around you.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, that first one's a 9 plus 5, 14.
Okay.
And the second one is also a 9 plus 5, 14.
Oh, interesting.
It's okay. He's spinning so fast.
So their AC is 15. So you manage to get everybody to go like, whoa, and like step back and leap back.
Oh, here's what it is. Here's what it is. The sword is too long. So the tip of it pokes out of this black sphere and was like, well, I can see it coming. Yeah. It's like, here, that's coming up. Stay back.
So you've made some space at the very least. Like, you've managed to clear the path for just you two, at least, to
and
the
then I, and
staircase
I whisper to
Link,
I go, Link, this blade is so sharp, I don't even feel the bodies of the enemies I am slaying.
And I can see, so I see that he's not hitting anybody, and I'm just like,
how many bodies lay at our feet, my friend?
Like corn. You're harvesting like corn, my friend.
And you see
they're falling like grains of wheat.
And then Taylor, emboldened, grips the sword a little
stronger.
As the stronger.
Sire stalk sweeps through the corn.
This pizza's falling
glad,
like corn.
I'm glad you can't see what I see.
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Hims.
Boing!
Boing! Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy.
What is?
Wait, what?
Why was it if your sex life is not important and you're pretty free?
Well, you may not have the time to go to the doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction, but through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. The dream! Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
Do they have Flintstone versions?
Wish I had a generic alternative to my wife.
I'm pretty sure that Hanna-Barbera.
Dude, I want whatever Barney Rubble's eating. That guy's
got
to go.
You see, they got so much energy that they could drive a car with their feet. The process
dude,
is
Barney
simple.
Barney was punching above his weight limit, like 100%.
That's true. He didn't skip leg day, dude. He had thighs, dog. Barney could grip me between his thighs any day of the week. The
process dick, it's like, is simple. It's a living.
Process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site. The medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed, if ED is getting you
dude,
down.
Dude, Barney probably wears that, just like that long shirt so that he could just like roll it up at any time. His dick is right there. Oh, that's why he's wearing that long shirt.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies.
Get as hard as the Stone Age.
Hardmints nice. Are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, and then automatically invests your money for you.
You ever seen a big squirrel?
I'll tell you what, Beth, I felt like a big squirrel when I was using Acorns when I was squirreling away my paycheck money away into investments. Very easy. Very easy to use.
The Rock uses
sometimes,
it. The Rock
sometimes uses sometimes it. Sometimes I see a squirrel so big, I'm like, is that dangerous?
Acorns was great because I think a lot of people have a lot of questions about how the stock market works. It made it very, very simple. It was a very simplified way of getting into it. It divides things up, and the portfolios that are pre-built are just like, yeah, sound portfolios.
Mm.
Head to acorns.com/dungeons or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client's testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote a few important disclosures at acorns.com/dungeons. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC. Acorns is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Broker services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, meanwhile, in the news of people who are actually doing a lot of violent work, we go down to Normal. So Normal, you've got 4 more of these dudes on the same floor as you, and there are a full 10 on the second floor that Taylor and Link are fighting through.
Something has broken in Normal, and all of his rage is spilling out right now. Like, all of the fucking shit that has been bottled up for him, just fucking taking L after L, it's just, it's all coming out, and he's taking it out on these pizza guys.
Can I ask something, William? Not to bring up, you know, sore subjects, but does the fact that Link and Taylor are just having a super rowdy time without you again, does that add to
this? You still got that part bottled up.
That's one last
bottle to shatter when things are ready to get real fucking rowdy, is that his friends have bailed on him to have their own fucking adventure
another
by
road
themselves
trip.
One more time. Just have another fun road trip without their friend, doing a fucking cheer move, spinning each other around.
Oh my God, it's true.
How many are still on the first floor?
First floor still has 4 uncharred.
Okay, what's the toughest looking one?
So the toughest looking one is the one that
prison rules, dog.
The toughest looking one is the one that dove out of the way. He's like a stuffed crust pizza. He's like fucking so swole.
Supreme.
He's a supreme.
He's got vegetables.
He's got every fucking topping on him. He looks like there's cheese in his crust.
Normal shadow falls over stuffed crust pizza, and I'm gonna cast 4th level inflict wounds on him. I don't say a fucking word. I just cast this spell.
Oh my God.
So that's a 6d10 necrotic damage.
Jesus Christ.
That is a spicy meatball.
Oh, a melee spell attack. I gotta hit him first.
That's fine.
All right. Oh, this would have been so cool. I got a 10.
With the modifier, you got a 10.
Yes. Oh. I rolled a 3.
Oh, okay.
So I stand over him and I'm like, pizza, it's time to feel pain. And I fucking shoot at him and I inflict wounds on the ground next to him. And you see how fucking hardcore it would have been.
It was a warning shot, dog.
Yeah, it was a warning shot.
And I try to pretend that it was a warning shot afterwards. And I say, run.
Ooh, that's good. Roll intimidation.
Next, you know, I don't do that. Normal's too pissed. I just go, fuck.
Never mind. Okay. That's your turn, I guess.
Yeah. And then whatever the Black Parade is doing.
All right. The Black Parade's going to just fall upon these remaining 4 guys. And they are going to just start stabbing the shit out of them.
Limb. Eat them.
Okay, I guess they can eat them if you want.
I mean, you don't have to. You're a DM.
No, I mean, that's cool. It just feels a little more feral than a bunch of sad boys would do.
Did they eat people? Wasn't the whole Black Parade episode where we were sneaking around? Didn't we, like, watch them eat people?
Oh, yeah, you did watch them eat people. I forgot about that.
They're like, we eat people, not pizza?
Yeah. That's the whole fear.
They have standards.
Even cannibals won't eat Papa John's.
So yeah, they fall upon these dudes and start just stabbing away at them. And I'm going to have them roll as a group against the group of pizza boys down here. Wow. With relatively little difficulty, the Black Parade falls upon the 4 remaining pizza soldiers and just tears them the fuck apart.
God, a live action movie of this would look so cool.
Just a bunch of emos tearing up pizza.
Just big walking pizzas and teenagers screaming fuck as they shoot spells.
While this is going on, he just turns and walks up the stairs. I can't believe I fucked it up. So fucking stupid.
And one of the emos is like, it's fine. Nobody saw
it. Shut up!
All right, sorry. Okay, so you all are on the same level now. You're all on level 2. And you, Link, and Taylor are running towards the staircase to level 3.
Yep.
And Normal, you have just
gotten to the staircase level two. So there are 10 soldiers.
How dizzy are you, Link?
I was going to say, you're going to have to roll constitution if you want to keep doing it.
Oh, what if he does that ballerina move where it's like they whip their head around and they hold him?
They hold their head to their neck
Lincoln
or to their shoulder.
Practices like soccer jukes so often, though, like spinning is not a problem. I'll do your stupid constitution check for you.
Get advantage because of the soccer spinning that you do so
soccer
much of.
Soccer spinning?
Yeah, spinning. 17 plus 1. I don't need that advantage. I don't even roll advantage.
All right.
18.
Right, not dizzy. Still not dizzy. So if you want to do that attack again, Freddy, with disadvantage.
Yeah, I'm just running to the third floor.
Okay, never mind then.
But I mean, he can attack while I'm running,
sure.
I'm assuming. Because I'm just running
You'll just hit fewer of the guys because you're near the exit.
You know what I'm doing is I'm doing that butterfly move. You know what I'm talking about? When you go like over your... I'm doing the move right now, but it's like a figure eight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like pretty much any time you pick up a pool cue, you will do this move.
Ooh, for my
the
move.
The Darth Maul.
Since I rolled okay on Constitution, can we do this for our fight move or whatever as I'm running? As I'm spinning, I'm signaling him like a rhythm. I'm going, swing, swing, swing. Because I can see when he's about to
hit
somebody.
You're
so can I just give him advantage on his like AC or something?
It'll undo his disadvantage.
Nice.
We'll
just tug on my toes.
I'll just say. That's the gayest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I don't know how else to put it.
Yep,
I'm not
that.
Saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just objectively the gayest fucking thing I've ever heard. Just tug on my toes so I know when to sword these pizzas.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, but no, I've been laughing. But Link is too just focused on getting Grant. So yeah, he's not talking right. Anything. So yes, he just nods when you say that, and as he spins, whenever he's
tugs your little toes,
whenever he's crossing, because he's like you're strapped in, and like your your toes are like
makes pizza.
Your toes are like the armrests on a mech, you know. So like,
I was about to say, if you're playing Virtua ON, remember that game with the two joysticks? So
as I spin, I just squeeze your toes.
Just the gayest fucking mecha of all time.
This little piggy went wee all the way home, where his wife and family were murdered.
You somehow managed to out homoerotic Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Dude, it's like Ratatouille. We start getting so effective that like your individual toes start like doing different swipes.
Like
horizontal, vertical.
We power level this specific movement, all right? So that now it's like literally he's playing my fucking big toe like a thumbstick on a PS5 controller.
Your feet, these are like a split keyboard.
Yeah,
which is
dude,
like,
holy shit. And he's fucking like toggling my little fucking piggies he's playing, he's playing Quap on my fucking toes
right now. In my
head,
I'm just thinking like, just like FIFA. Because that's the only game I play. I'm just imagining their passes.
Normal looks at this and sees it through the darkness somehow and says, everybody's fallen in love with everybody else but me. And then I smash the wall and grab a fire axe and just start going to town on these fucking pizzas up here.
Fucking great. You give me an attack normal, and then you give me an attack Taylor.
And then normal, no advantage, right?
No, you're...
My man!
Did you really?
Natural 20, my man, dog! Hell yeah, baby! Matt's walking across the room to give me a high five. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm sorry.
If Link's dad didn't just kill somebody, Link would be enjoying this. But Matt is enjoying this.
So you get to describe what happens.
Both Freddie and Taylor's having the time of their life right
now. So
baby.
Everything that you want to happen in that moment is what happens. You whirling dervish of homoeroticism and pizza.
And video games.
So
this
yeah.
is secretly every male fantasy.
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
That's
sorting
fair.
Dudes with your bro?
Normal sees this happen right after. I break the thing open, get this fire axe out, and by the time I turn around, all the pizzas are dead because they just killed them and they're high-fiving with this move. And so I just drop the axe on the ground and start crying.
Yeah, that sounds about right. How long does the darkness last?
Bro, the darkness lasts your whole life if you fucking let it, dog.
Damn.
You should be bleeding the back parade.
Yeah.
Concentration, up to 10 minutes.
Wow, okay, so you're still in the darkness, but yeah, I feel like Normal definitely saw through this.
Well, he's hearing it.
Even worse because I'm imagining it.
And you're imagining it, all you're hearing is this like, hey, that was a little ticklish.
No. He's not saying anything. And you just see like blood coming out of this black orb. Just like, yeah, the sound of a sword clash.
Check out this move. Okay, this move will be when you do that one.
God. The most perverse thing I've ever heard. So as Hermy is scurrying around with the other members of the Black Parade, trying to find a bunch of flammable material with which they can torch this entire building if they need to, they are confronted by some of the backup that Papa John called for. It's all very dramatic, and it looks like Hermes is about to get killed, and the sword is about to come down.
Oh, shit,
and
dog.
Then suddenly,
oh,
Nikki.
No, I care so much about this.
I know. Nikki close on a parachute that he opened far too late, so much so that he missed every part of this episode and the previous episode.
And the plummeting corpses of Steve-O and Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, their plummeting ice-cold corpses actually land on the pizza warrior that's about to kill Hermes. And Nikki goes, what'd I miss? And then Hermie goes, well, actually, several things, and explains it. Nikki goes, oh, that's really sad. I wouldn't have, if I'd known, I wouldn't have been so, like, flippant about it. Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
I'm going to text my son and just tell him how much I love him.
Yeah, I'm going to text my son real quick. Love you, son. I'll do anything for you. Hermie goes, Nikki, man, you're the fire starter, surely. You and me, we'll find a way to burn this mother down. And Nikki goes, yeah, as long as it keeps me away from those fucking other ones. And he looks down at his stump of an arm. Woo. Both groups manage to make it to the third floor at more or less the same time. The third floor is pretty much entirely devoid of people, save for a single room in the center that is surrounded by walls of meat. And you can see a small sign that says vegans only. And inside, you can sense that Papa John is waiting, petrified, calling for reinforcements. Scary and Lark and Sparrow and Grant come down the stairs and meet eyes with Normal and Link and Taylor.
Well, actually, they just see a big black sphere.
Sorry. They see a big black sphere, and then behind it, a crying Normal. And Sparrow goes, are you okay? What's going on?
I'm fine, Dad. I'm fine. No, I'm not fine. What the hell do you think's going on?
Fair enough. Yeah, okay.
I rub Taylor's feet to make him sheathe his sword. That's the controls.
You like stroke across the flat of his foot.
Oh, God.
And then from the inside of the black sphere, you hear like a whoosh, and then a bunch of like pizza marinara sauce like flies out. You see it come off to the side and it goes like it's the full on proper blade.
Yeah.
This podcast might be the only thing without a visual component to end up on WikiFeed.
We decloak at this point, right?
No, I run. I toss you off my back.
Do that.
And I run straight to Grant, and I'm going to punch him in the face.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay, cool. Give me an attack roll.
I only get a 10.
You throw a punch at him, and he catches your hand out of the air. And he goes, that's enough. It's over. It's time to go home.
No, that you. What's the point of protecting me if you kill all these people?
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. It was an accident. I didn't know that's what would happen.
What did you think would happen?
I don't know. I thought I would talk to you all and stop you that way.
Was that before or after you shot Terry that you were going to do that? You were going to talk to
Terry?
Us. Yeah, he shot Terry.
Holy shit. It was before. That was my plan before. I didn't want this to happen.
Wait, your plan was to kill him?
No, my plan was not kill him. My plan was to stop you guys somehow. I don't know. It wasn't ever a choice I had. Willie got to us. He put the collars on us. He told these two to get the anchor no matter what. And he told me to stop you guys somehow. And apparently, I'm such a fucked up piece of shit that my brain decided that the number one way to stop you was to kill one of you and keep the rest of you emotionally fucked up so that you wouldn't follow me. And I'm sorry that your dad is broken. Okay? I'm sorry, Link. I really am. But you need to go home now and we all need to finish this.
Oh, poor Grant. Grant thinks he's the saddest, most depressed kid in the whole world. Yeah, you're not a kid anymore. You're a fucking adult.
I know.
Dad, that's great. You're broken.
You want an explanation. That's your explanation.
No, I don't want. No, actually, when did I ask for an explanation? I don't want an explanation. You told me the first thing you said is like, I get it. But that's like, you had plenty of choices. This is a choice. You're broken. Okay. But you did a mistake and you did that. So you can leave now. Like, you're making a choice right now. Staying here. Go. I don't want you here. We can do this on our own.
I can't. The collar's not going to let me not stop you.
Well, I'm not letting you stop me. So what are you going to do? You're going to kill me?
Don't make me do this.
I'm not making you do anything.
Link, it's not my choice. It's the collar.
That's bullshit.
Look, we're going to go in here.
I punch him again.
Go ahead and roll. See if you can do it.
15 plus 5.
Ooh, okay. That's going to definitely hit him. Go ahead and roll damage.
That's just 2 because I was just doing it with my hands.
Okay. Well, still pretty good. He again recoils more in shock than in pain. And he is going to try to grab you by the shoulders. 18.
Is that dexterity?
Yeah. Roll dexterity, see if you can evade it.
Nope, that's an 8.
So yeah, he grabs you by the shoulders and he holds you grappled and he says, just let them do what they have to do. And he nods over to Lark and Sparrow.
As he's kind of gesturing and has his hands full, can Taylor come up from behind and like just belt him in the old jewels?
Yeah, sure.
So Taylor's going to wind up seeing his opportunity.
Yeah, I feel like you have advantage because he's
turned around. Yeah. From behind, Cobra Strike.
Yes.
Upward. Shoryuken, if you will.
Yes, go for it.
12 plus 5, 17.
Okay, that's going to hit him. Go ahead and roll damage. You sure you can right into his beanbag?
Unarmed strike is a 2 for sure. So it's 2.
Okay.
But, you know, give me like, that's a debilitating strike.
Yeah, that's bad enough that he loses his grip on his son and sort of doubles over in pain. And he goes, God damn it, Lark, Sparrow, find a way to get in there.
So there's a door before we're in.
There's basically a big cube of meat that's a panic room with seemingly no doors. and it says vegans only on the side.
I think I'm just going to try to teleport in there because I can imagine what it's going to be like. I mean, I bet that's pretty risky, but...
Yeah, I mean, it'll be you and him alone, but yeah, go for it.
I'm going to do this without telling anybody that I'm doing it.
Great.
Whoa.
So it just happens then.
So you're just gone. Nobody even realizes you're gone.
There's a loud pop as you disappear and the air rushes in to fill the vacuum that you were just in, and you pop into existence inside the meaty panic room of Papa John. And you can see Papa John is there with his veins hooked up to a bunch of different vats of cheese. And he's looking at a bunch of screens and looking at the destruction of all of his pizza soldiers.
Dude, all his franchises
I'm
are
screaming
fucking...
for Scary. Like, yeah. Where'd she go?
Yeah, you know where she is, though. You are in there with Papa John. It's just you and him. And he goes, how did you get... You didn't even eat through the... Who are you?
I cast Blight on him.
Whoa.
Okay, what does Blight do?
Necromantic energy washes over a creature of your choice that you could see within range, draining moisture and vitality from it. The target must make a constitution saving throw. The target takes 8d8 necrotic damage on a failed save.
Ooh. He got a natural one.
Whoa, shit.
That should mean, in my opinion, full damage on all eight. So 8d8 would be 64 damage. So he just takes 64 damage. And you see the needles that were filling his veins with hot cheese like explode out from his arms as his body contracts and gets drier and drier. And you see cracks as the moisture begins to leave his body. And he begins to shrink up and shrivel up. And he goes, no, stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have a delivery to make or something? I take the shotgun and I shoot him.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you spray his face all over the interior of this room, and he just fucking jerks for a second, and then he stops moving and finishes off what was left of his health.
Normal walks into the vegan-only door because he's vegan.
So it stops you because there's a bunch of meat there.
Oh, but it says vegans only.
Yeah.
It was a puzzle.
Let me in. I'm vegan.
It's like the club when they say, you know, cool people. I mean, like, it can
so stop your stomach rumbles.
You my have to be beyond meat.
I barf up my stomach to prove that I'm vegan. There's no meat in there. Like, see?
The door remains
closed. Dad, how do we get in there?
A vegan has to eat their way through the meat. It was supposed to be an impossible door to go through because nobody who could eat their way through would still be vegan or something. It was trying to trap people in a paradox.
So how are you going to get in?
You're going to have to make a vegan eat all that meat. Again, before I knew that this is where Derry Jr. was going to die, this was a much funnier dungeon. It was a much, much more carefree kind of puzzle.
Normal's like, all right, I'll go. I'll do it.
Spare's like, me too.
Okay, here I go.
So both of you are going to roll Constitution to see if you can eat your way through this door.
I got an 18 plus 2, 20.
Oh, wow. Shit. Okay, nice. So yeah, you take to that meat lover's pizza like you were born
like
to
you were
eat
a meat lover.
Like you're a meat lover. Like every salad you ever ate before was merely a prelude to this moment where you truly get to be yourself and devour some good old-fashioned flesh. Your dad makes a couple bites in and then starts vomiting and then looks on in awe as you manage to bite a doorway-sized hole slowly and surely through there. So by the time you have managed to open the door, you hear the gunshot as Scary blows away Papa John inside.
I feel like what happens is like the gunshot goes off and then I'm just like, hey. And you see like Normal has crawled through, like sliming through this hole.
Oh, good. You're here.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm sorry about your dad. Or your stepdad.
He wasn't my... Yeah, it's fine. It's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I, Oh, Scary. I'm so sorry. It's a really fucked up, crazy situation. I don't know what to say. I don't think there is anything you can say, but this sucks. And I get being angry. I mean, I'm pissed. And
it's fine. I just need the anchor. Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to help get it out?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
So you can feel that the anchor is a large garlic knot where his heart should be. Again, I cannot apologize enough.
Right now we have. I mean, just to remember the mechanics of.
Yes, two of the anchors were broken with love, one was broken with hate.
Yeah.
And this is the final anchor.
And then do Grant and them care how it's broken?
You can see the collars on Lark and Sparrow say break it with hate.
I pull it out and I'm like, you know, I've been trying to like, I don't know, Scary, just do what you want with it.
Cool. I take it. Is there a hole in the meat door?
Yeah.
I go out there. Whoever can bring Terry Jr. back gets the anchor.
Lark and Sparrow exchange glances with Grant. And they go, I'm real sorry. It doesn't work like that. Not anymore. It used to be able to revive people all the time, and it would end up more or less the way you wanted it to. But the hell changed, and the afterlife's changed. And when someone's gone, we can't. Not the way that you would know him.
I didn't really know him though. So you know, it's fine. If he's not how he was, I didn't really know him. and I didn't tell him something. There's something I really wanted to tell him.
You can tell him. I can help you tell him. We can send him a message if you want. Like I talked to Nikki or tried to talk to Nikki. I can't guarantee you'll say anything in response, but I can help you say whatever you want to say to him.
I want him. Well, okay. I want to say, sorry, you were infertile. That sucks. You would have made a really good. I just want to say thank you for seeing me, I guess.
Okay. All right. So yes, I cast sending.
Are you still holding the garlic knot?
Mm-hmm.
Link's going to walk up to Scary and hold his hand out for the garlic knot. And I'm just looking at you with tears in my eyes.
Just take it. Just take it. Who cares?
There's some things you can't get back, Scary. And I turn to look at Grant. It's not about what you just did now, Dad. It's all your choices. You chose me. It wasn't some passion or just a kid. You chose me as your kid, knowing you were broken. You can't take that back. And I love you, and I hate that you made me love you when you are who you are and you knew it. And I hold up the garlic knot. I'll never stop loving you. You're my dad. And I break it. But I never want to see you again.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Courtney Terry is our community coordinator. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This podcast is directly supported by a Patreon, and some of these people who are on our Patreon have names like Wraith, The Void, Jalen Nelson, Jake Broglio, Oliver Nord, Adam Davidson, Dylan Crawford, Post Poke Jen, Shamu, Nickel, Sylvie Needham, Draco Eris, Joe Needle, PMS Madwife, Sarah Elson, Beal, Anthony Smith, Jake D. Sturgill, Phelps, and Katie Heisel. You too can support this podcast directly on Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads and get bonus content and ad-free episodes. We're going to be announcing our West Coast live show location and dates next week, so make sure you're following us on social if you want tickets. Patreon supporters will be the first ones to get access to tickets as well, so everybody, high alert. Next week, there's going to be West Coast live shows at the end of August. Also, we're at RTX this coming weekend. We hope to see a bunch of you out there in the scorching Texas heat and or the air-conditioned Texas interior. Patreon supporters get way more than just early access to live show tickets. They also get access at this point to hundreds of hours of audio-visual bonus content, as well as access to our incredible Discord community where we do live listens and hangouts. Check it out. It's a great time. Patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Support this podcast directly and get a bunch of stuff in return. You can follow us on Twitter at Dungeons and Dads. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our merch is store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. And our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies. Our next episode is July 18th. We will see you then.
We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow. Make steel and borrow. Break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today.
My computer can't run Dungeons
and Dragons Beyond.
It can do Dungeons or it can do Dragons. It cannot do both.